This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:23. Total Information AM continues, and it's Friday, so we say good morning to Hancock and Kelly.
Top of the morning, you two.
Hello, everybody.
Do you mind that Scott introduced you earlier as Grandpa John Hancock?
I am Grandpa John Hancock. And unlike my wife,
and
I actually look like a grandparent.
Oh, okay. Grandparents come in all shapes and sizes and
yes,
ages these days. Are either of you heading down to see the Mardi Gras Grand Parade tomorrow?
No. If the weather was like it is today, I would walk down there. It's so beautiful
it
outside,
really
but I can't do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it. Sorry.
Same. Okay, question. Last week at this time, we opened this segment by saying that President Trump blamed Ukraine for starting the war, called Volodymyr Zelensky a terrorist, and was the aggressor and started it. This week, they're sitting down, the two of them, and Trump is signing an agreement to get minerals from Ukraine so they can continue to defend themselves. So last week they started it. This week they're defending themselves. What do we conclude from this, Michael Kelly?
We are now going to be parties to being supportive of people who are the aggressors in world conflicts. And I don't read it any other way. President Zelensky's coming to the United States to try to broker some deal to save what he can out of his country. But with the words and the intentions that President Trump has used and the lack of pushback from primarily the Republicans in the United States Senate, I think this is the new world order we're going to live under.
Yeah, you know, it kind of has gotten lost in the barrage of news, but it was not even a week ago that the United States and the United Nations voted with Russia and North Korea against a resolution condemning Vladimir Putin for starting the war. That's unprecedented. I mean, I can't remember a time in history where the United States has sided with Russia on a matter
and North
like
Korea.
This. And North Korea. You know, that was very unsettling. And, you know, I hope that Ukraine can continue to defend itself. I'm a little doubtful that they're going to get an agreement between Russia and Ukraine. But, I mean, maybe the president can do that. But that vote last week was very troubling.
What do you think is going to balance out what is happening with the Trump administration in terms of, I don't know, the Democrats, the court system? What do you think it is that might level things off with this 100-day push that they're going so aggressively with?
Not much. It's time. The courts are really the only process that's going to potentially stop Donald Trump and his agenda. We've seen that the Republicans are willing to roll over on everything for him, so it's going to be unchecked. You know, James Carville's making this argument right now that Democrats should play possum. And because he says there's not much you can do other than continue at the court processes. Every court situation they've gotten into, it's clear the president's violating the law and the courts have ruled against him. But it's that time between here and there that we're going to have to deal with. And you're right, Scott, for the next 100 days, I don't see it getting stopped.
Yeah, and the court process is a slow one by design. So I think this march that we have is going to continue. It's not all bad, but there's a lot of troubling signs out there as well.
Quickly, before we have to run, more local people can vote early voting is in effect in the city of St. Louis, but the primary is March 4th. What do you think is going to happen in the mayoral race, and in how do you think this is going to shake out?
So I went and voted the other day, and it's a real simple process if you're in the city, if you go to one of the libraries or the places they have it set out. I mean, the city has got the elections down pat, and kudos to them, because that hasn't always been the case. And there are elections that are going on in St. Louis County, so make sure that you check to see that you're going to vote. I'm working for some groups that are supportive of Kara Spencer, and I think Kara Spencer is one of the two that likely comes out, or that will come out of this ridiculous primary system we have in the city. My eyes will be on whether Tashara Jones was the one who makes it to the second round against her.
I'm glad the primary is on National Go-Ahead Day.
National Go-Ahead
March
Day?
March the 4th?
March 4th.
Oh, Lord.
Got it. Sorry.
Oh, Lord.
That is a grandpa joke I've ever heard.
It's not even a dad joke.
It's
you're right.
Be, yeah, it's gonna, a grandpa joke. It's going to be Spencer and Jones.
All right. You heard it here. We'll mark the tape. Hancock and Kelly coming up after the 8:30 news here on KMOX.